Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea that collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age, the angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, fellow Redemptress, all of you.
Hello, Father.
Here you are, Redemptress. I'm not an expert on Alphonsus at all. In fact, one of the things I think about the Redemptress is that we celebrated St. Ignatius yesterday and St. Francis of Assisi or Dominic. The religious orders kind of have a cult around the founding figure, you know. So Jesuits really have this cult around Ignatius, and Franciscans really have this cult around Francis, and the Dominicans have this cult around Dominic. And Redemptress, we really don't have that around Alphonsus. We really, you know, we like him, but he's just one of the guys, you know. we always have, even in the back, it's typical. We never just have a Alphonsus window. We got all the Redemptress saints, you know, they're always together. But I think Alphonsus really would have liked that and would have preferred that. When I think about the gift that Alphonsus has given to my life, three things kind of stand out for me, the gifts that he's given to me. The first thing, I really think the genius of Alphonsus is that he really formed a unique kind of community. He had this gift. We don't talk a lot about it. We practice it, but we don't really talk a lot about how he really was dedicated to forming community. And I love it. In fact, the first community that he ever formed, the first community of Redemptress formed, fell apart. It fell apart. It didn't take. But the thing that has always struck me and been most meaningful in my family as a Redemptress has been this sense of community. And the great thing about a Redemptress community is we are just regular schlubs, you know. We are not, like, we just are ordinary people with ordinary lives, with diverse backgrounds, with strengths and weaknesses, but somehow we don't kill each other at the end of the day, which is just a miracle, you know. We get along, we know how to be together, we know how to live together, despite our differences. And for me, that sense of community has really upheld me. It's what really called me back to the Redemptress after I was away for so long. And it's such a gift, because really the gift of that community is that within that community, within that strange bond, I've really found the care of Christ. That's the other thing that Alphonsus, I think, really had an experience. He had this deep experience of the unconditional care of Jesus Christ for him. As I said, he suffered with scrupulosity, which was this sense that he wasn't good enough, that he doubted his closest friend. And through working through confessions and with confessor and spiritual director, he really broke through that, and he really had a profound experience of the care that Christ had for him. And I think so that's really what grounds the community, is this deep sense of care and closeness. If I had to say anything, just not care, but that Christ is close. And then finally, I think the other thing that Alphonsus developed from the community and from Christ is this sense of compassion for people who are overlooked. One of the things I think that the Redemptress that I know is we begin to have this sensitivity for people who are overlooked, and we really are willing to go out to people who are overlooked. If you read our documents, our worldwide documents, we are really concerned about, as we say, healing a wounded world. I've been so edified, in fact, in my own life, that my next assignment in New Orleans, our own council gave me permission to really work and to be with gay and lesbians and transgender community, people who I really feel that not only have been overlooked, but really rejected by Christianity. I really feel like if Alphonsus were alive, he would be with me, saying, what are you doing for the gay and lesbian people who are excluded from our community rather than included, who are cursed rather than blessed? And I really feel that that's a deep redemptorist call for me. One of my things that I've experienced here at the Renewal Center is the really great thing about people who come here is that they share in this gift of Alphonsus, that it's just not for the redemptress. This gift of community, this gift of the closeness of Christ, and this gift of sensitivity to people who are abandoned. I really see this working all the time here, and I've seen it here working at the Renewal Center. People who come here to worship, they come here for the sense of community. You ask people, they say, I don't know, there's a closeness that I feel. What's really wonderful about our programs, our spiritual direction program, and even our sabbatical program, is that we know how to facilitate that sense of community among the people who come here. And it's beautiful to watch strangers become friends. I also think that this is a place where people know the closeness of Christ, and where they hear the closeness of Christ talk to them. And hopefully people who come here have a sensitivity towards people who are abandoned and overlooked and neglected, and the courage to reach out for them. I think this is the real legacy of Alphonsus. It's a living legacy that I really feel that I've imbibed in my own life. It's something that I'm really, really grateful for. It's given my life such a deep sense of purpose and direction and meaning. And so I'm happy to celebrate the gift of Alphonsus with you all today. The courage that he had, the devotion that he had, and just the deep sense of love that he really, really had for his fellow redemptorists, for the people that he, whose lives he's touched, and especially his deep love for Jesus Christ.